Good morning. This is the third Sunday of Lent, and we are experiencing the upside-down and inside-out kingdom. We know what laws are for to help us be good, yet God turns our knowledge inside-out, showing us that you can color inside all the lines and still miss the mark. What if God's foolishness is wiser than our human wisdom? We light a light in the name of God who creates life, the Savior who lives life, and the Spirit who is the fire of life. Welcome this morning. We're now going to have congregational singing.
Be thou my vision, O Lord, of my heart. Not be thou my
We welcome everyone this morning. It's good to see so many faces, even though Penn State has started their spring break. So we have a wonderful group here from Eastern Mennonite University, and I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves with their name and where they're from, and you'll have to use a mic.
I'm Perry Blosser, and I'm a bass, and I'm from Harrisonburg.
Good morning, I'm Hannah, and I'm from Harrisonburg.
I'm Michaela Mast, and I'm also from Harrisonburg.
I'm John Bishop, and I'm from Huon Glen, Pennsylvania.
I'm Jacqueline Kratz, and I'm from Telford, Pennsylvania.
I'm Caitlin Holzapfel, and I'm also from Harrisonburg, Virginia.
I'm Louisa Miller, and I'm from Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
Good morning, I'm Jeffrey Smoker from Harrisonburg, Virginia.
I'm Jake Ryan, and I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana.
I'm Isha DeJesus, and I'm from Kelowna, Iowa.
I'm Abby Bush, and I'm from Souderton, Pennsylvania.
I am Julie Garner, I am from Honduras.
I am Erin Hershey, I'm from Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
I'm Heather Evans, I'm from Alexandria, Virginia.
My name is Eli Wenger, and I'm also from Harrisonburg.
Welcome. We also welcome visitors who are in the audience, and we do have microphones at the side for you. So is there anyone on your right who would like to introduce themselves? Is there anyone on your left who would like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Ryan Ewald from Stephen City, Virginia.
All right, welcome everyone. Welcome. We now invite the children to come up for Gabrielle to give us a story.
So as you just heard, we have some special visitors today, so that got me thinking about singing. So do any of you like to sing? Yeah? What do you like to sing? Songs from your favorite movies. That's funny. That's exactly the example I was going to use. My sisters, when we would go on a long car ride, we would sing songs from our favorite movies, and we would sing the different parts, like we would sing songs from Beauty and the Beast and The Lion King. So that's one of my favorite memories of singing, too. So how do you feel when you sing? You feel happy. Yeah, very good. Yeah, I usually feel happy, too. Sometimes I can feel a little sad, though, but singing helps me feel better. So where else do we sing a lot? Any ideas? Yeah, exactly. We sing a lot in church, right? So I was thinking about that, and I was wondering, do you have any ideas why do you think we sing in church? Do you have any ideas? Okay, you know why, but you don't know how to explain it. I understand that. That happens a lot to me, too. So as I was thinking about it, I think one of the reasons we do is just to thank God. Like, do some of you sing before you eat? We thank God for the food that he gives us. And then I think the other reason is that it actually connects us to the people around us. I think that everyone can sing, and I think it's great that we all lift our voices to hear each other and to listen to each other. And so when I was growing up in church, we sang a lot of hymns. And when I was your age, I didn't really like singing hymns. I thought they were kind of boring, actually. But you like singing hymns? Well, you're farther along than I am. but I've grown to like them recently. And I think the reason is because a lot of these hymns are very old. They're between 200 and 300 years old. So for 200 years, people have been singing these hymns. And that says something to me. And I think it makes me realize that I'm not so alone. Sometimes, like when I feel sad and I sing, I realize that I'm not alone. There's a lot of people who have felt similar ways to me. So I encourage you to sing, even when you don't necessarily feel happy, to maybe if you're feeling sad or you miss someone, to try singing. And instead of praying with you guys at the end of this, I thought we would sing probably one of the most well-known hymns, Amazing Grace. And I just want to sing the first line of it. So if the adults would join in as well, I would love that. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind. Thank you very much. You can go back to your seats.
We will collect the offering at this time. Let us pray. Dear God, we come to you today with gratitude of the gifts that you have given us, the talents of music, of singing, of having enough. Thank you, Lord, that these offerings and tithes today will be and have been given in love and gratitude to you. We pray that you will use them to help those in need across the street and around the world. Amen.
Psalm 25. In you, Lord my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. They will spend their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish.
Look on my affliction and my distress and take away all my sins. See how numerous are my enemies and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. Deliver Israel, O God, from all their troubles.
Will you please rise and join us in the HWV, page 487. Teach me, O Lord.
Teach me, O Lord, thy way of truth, and from his eyes will not depart, that I may steadfastly obey. Give me an understanding heart. In thy commandments make me walk,
Matthew 11:25-30, the Father revealed in the Son. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Will you please rise and join us in hymn 493 in the HWB. I heard the voice of Jesus say,
I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down, O weary one, lay down your head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was.
Psalm 36. I have a message from God in my heart concerning the sinfulness of the wicked. There is no fear of God before their eyes. In their own eyes, they flatter themselves too much to detect or hate their sin. The words of their mouths are wicked and deceitful. They fail to act wisely or do good. Even on their beds, they plot evil. They commit themselves to a sinful course and do not reject what is wrong. Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains, your justice like the great deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animals. How priceless is your unfailing love, O God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Continue your love to those who know you, your righteousness to the upright in heart. May the foot of the proud not come against me, nor the hand of the wicked drive me away. See how the evildoers lie fallen, thrown down, not able to rise.
Will you please stand and join us again in hymn 521, Come Thou Fount.
Here I am.
Give praise to the Lord. Proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Abraham, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth.
From Martin Luther, this life is not one of righteousness, but growth in righteousness. Not health, but becoming. Not rest, but exercise. We are not yet what we should be, but we are growing toward it. The process is not yet finished, but it is going on. This is not the end, but this is the road. Everything does not yet gleam in glory, but everything is in process of being purified. Amen.
In the Lord.
Welcome everybody to go downstairs and enjoy a cup of coffee, and then to come up here again at 10 after 11, the EMU choir, Emulate, will share their stories, and it'll be a time when you can ask them questions. And then after Sunday school at 12 noon, there is a fellowship meal downstairs, and everyone is very welcome to stay. Are there other announcements?
I'm Elaine Mercer. I want to invite everybody to come to the hymn sing tonight at 7 o'clock here. Refreshments follow, of course.
Okay, we will have the benediction.
I invite us to stand. Friends, sisters, and brothers, we give thanks this day that God's Spirit is in our midst. We pray for the Eastern Mennonite Choir and their travels home, that you would bring them home safely. And as we go from this place, may we have joy in our hearts and in our voices as we share the love of Christ with one another. Go with the peace of Christ. Amen.